wheelchairs, crutches, and prosthetics, but I don't really know what to expect. Organizers have led me down the back way through the clatter of the hotel's kitchen. We've sidestepped waiters and food prep staff and approached the ballroom doors from the kitchen entrance. Now we wait for the cue to come in. I can hear my voice being broadcast throughout the auditorium. Forrest Gump, the movie where I play a character named Lieutenant Dan Taylor, has been out for about 6 weeks, and event organizers are showing clips in the ballroom. At this point in my career, I've been in a lot of plays and a few TV shows, including American Playhouse broadcasts of Sam Shepard's True West and John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath. I've even had a few credited roles in movies of Mice and Men, A Midnight Clear, Jack the Bear, The Stand, but I've never had a role that's received as much attention as Lieutenant Dan. It's a new experience. The movie has already exploded in popularity, and more I'm getting recognized in public. As a result, the DAV has kindly provided me with a suite at the hotel and kept me away from the crowds. Lieutenant Dan is a disabled Vietnam veteran who loses his legs in combat. He carries a terrible guilt after leading his platoon into an ambush where many of his men are killed or wounded, and he wishes that instead of surviving with his injury, he'd been killed along with his men. His post-traumatic stress buries him in alcohol abuse and dark isolation. His friend, Forrest Gump, also a Vietnam veteran, is a good-hearted and simple-minded man who receives the Medal of Honor for saving Lieutenant Dan's life, as well as the lives of other members of their platoon. Through the ballroom doors, I hear the scene that's being shown. The character's combat days are over, and Private Gump, played by Tom Hanks, reunites with me, his lieutenant, in New York City in 1971 during the holiday season. Christmas is in the air, and I'm confined to my wheelchair. My hair has grown to my shoulders and is unkempt. I set down my whiskey bottle long enough to probe Forrest with a sneering question. "Have you found Jesus yet, Gump?"
"I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, sir."
"That's all these cripples down at the VA ever talk about. Jesus this and Jesus that. Have I found Jesus? They even had a priest come and talk to me. He said, 'God is listening, but I have to help myself. And if I accept Jesus into my heart, then I'll get to walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven.'" Enraged, Lieutenant Dan throws the bottle, glares at Forrest, and shouts, "Did you hear what I said? Walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven. Well, kiss my crippled. God is listening? What a crocker." Forrest quietly says, "I'm going to heaven, Lieutenant Dan." Lieutenant Dan, bitterly, "Oh? Well, before you go, why don't you get down to the corner and get us another bottle of Ripple?" In the ballroom, I hear dry chuckles from the audience. A clip from later in the film begins. Lieutenant Dan has found his way to Bayou-Lubatry, Alabama, and goes to work on Forrest's shrimping boat. One dark night, a squall comes up, a real act of God. All the other shrimping boats sensibly return to port, but Forrest and Lieutenant Dan stay out at sea. During the storm's fiercest moments, Lieutenant Dan climbs to the top of the mainmast, shakes his fist at the sky, and yells out at the wind and the waves, "You call this a storm? I'm right here. Come and get me. You'll never sink this boat." In an utter showdown with Providence, evinces his frustration, disappointment, grief, and rage. In the next scene, the storm is over, and the sun is out. Forrest's boat is the only one that survived the hurricane. Lieutenant Dan sits on the edge of the boat. He's finally let go of the anger, fear, and resentment over what has happened to him. He looks his former private in the eyes and says quietly,